welcome to the Real Trail Runners of Jersey podcast. This is a show about the running scene here in Jersey, where we talk to people who run, what makes them tick and how they do it. The podcast is hosted by Lee Bennett and myself, Paul Burrows. So Lee, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting in my chair, got my shoes and socks off. Got a cup of tea. What about you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I know this is version two of our sort of our chat. Like, we had technical problems on the last one, so I'm hoping that we should be a bit better on this. But it was good. We had some good chat in that, actually, so it's a shame we've lost it, really. But I think it's important that we do some kind of preview so that people know what to expect. So obviously, you're Lee Bennett. You're a mindfulness practitioner. Yeah. And tell us a bit about that, Lee.
Oh, nice. Not that. Yeah. Cheers for that. Mindfulness practitioner basically means I teach mindfulness, and I've been involved in it for about 10, 11 years now as part of my day job. Basically what it means is that I'm lucky to be in a position to be able to help people become a little bit more connected to stuff, whether it's about their own life, whether it's about what they're doing. So it's, I guess the reason why we're having a chat is, we've discussed before about the possibility of us doing some stuff together, which is why we're here today, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's kind of, it's synthesized, hasn't it, from those conversations to obviously doing this podcast, The Real Trail Runners of Jersey, which, I think kind of covers a lot of bases, really. I think, we were sort of talking about getting different people on, people from different places around the Jersey running scene. So whether that be sort of people who are just starting out, well-established runners who've done weird and crazy adventures or, all that sort of stuff. So, and I think, like, to be able to talk to them about what makes them tick and what they enjoy, their motivations, and to get some good stories, I think, because obviously some of the people we got on, I think, will be really good fun to speak to. All of them will be, I'm sure.
And as well as that, it's something that me and you have, we've been interested in for ages, haven't we? It's a kind of bringing together of a couple of people that have done our own stuff as well, haven't we? You've went for a little walk in the desert. You've had a little wander through London. Loads of things in between. And it's you've been a part of this, bringing people running in Jersey. From all ages, weights, sizes, strengths. Which has been hugely successful. So it's it's nice to be talking with you about something that both you feel strongly about, but as well as definitely myself.
I think in this pandemic era as well, obviously we can't actually do events. And I think that was the whole thing with the Trail Monkey side was, the community aspect. And obviously we can't have that at the moment. And I think virtual races have probably run their course for now, if you'll excuse the pun.
That's a shocker. I know it's Friday afternoon, but good Lord, Paul.
It's been a long week. But I think, doing something like this, at least it kind of keeps, running in Jersey in people's, in the front of people's consciousness, hopefully. Like you said, we've both done our fair share of races. I know, we were talking previously about your sort of love of adventure racing and those sorts of things, and that you used to do a lot of that back out in the old Highlands of Scotland, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was one of these things that just was a natural progression from where I lived, and I've been lucky enough to live in all sorts of places like that around the world where there's been a wildness about round about me. So it's never been about me jumping into that wildness. For me, it's always just been a part of it, so I kind of grew up with that, and it was just a natural progression to keep myself fit. But then I started mountain biking, and I like I said to you last time, I'm that old that didn't even have suspension on the bike. You know, I remember the first bike I got was a Specialized Hard Rock, and it had suspension on it that looked as though it had been lifted off an old car. But that was cutting edge at the time, you know. And it weighed, you know, several tons. You know, by the time you turned the crank on it, it felt like you were turning the earth. So, but it got me. It got me covering distance in a space that I loved. So the running came as a natural progression because I couldn't get everywhere on my bike. So and I was lucky enough to be in an environment where, you know, trail running, as they call it, or fell running, mountain running was a big scene. Yeah. So we had all the, you know, really good trainers, really good kit, and off you went. And and that sense of adventure for me is the wildness of you know, being in that environment is the thing for me. You know, it's not for everyone, I know that, but it is for me.
I think for me as well, definitely. I think you know, that's why I sort of went to the desert, really. I think, you know, it was like that sort of, you know, where else or how else are you going to be able to go and run through the Sahara Desert, you know, and be that sort of able to interact with the environment, you know. And I think that's what I sort of had in my mind's eye before. And, you know, I remember being there and sort of running through the desert and whatever, and sort of just, you know, pinching myself that I was here living this kind of, you know, this real proper bucket list adventure, really. And it was just, you know, yeah. And I think that's been, you know, even if you just head up on the north coast, or, you know, on a Saturday morning, you know, that's the same sort of thing, isn't it? You know, we're obviously very blessed here in Jersey to sort of be no further than, you know, really 5-10 minutes away from anywhere. So you can go to any part of the island and, you know, have a great sort of view and you know, good course to run on. And
you said all that there as if you were just making a cup of tea, Paul. It's like, yeah, I'll just pop out to the Sahara and have a little wander through it. And,
I know.
It's amazing, you know, to you know, to hear you talking about the places that you've been, you know. And the Sahara Desert is, you know, and to run through that, and, you know, even just to consider being there, but also all the things that came with it, the temperature, the kit, the sand, the chafing, all the intimate stuff that I'm sure you had to deal with. I think last time we spoke, we were speaking about, you know, the camaraderie of sharing a tent, but then I sort of suggested that the camaraderie wasn't the first thing that came to mind. The first thing that came to mind was, I bet that stunk. You know, it was just an awful smelly situation where everyone became nose blind. Would that be true?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think so. We developed a way of being able to sort of rinse your clothes. So basically you get given water rations every day. Like, you get at checkpoints, you get given these plastic bottles of water, and you could only have, you know, it was 9-10 liters a day or whatever. So, you know, you sort of get back to the tent at night, obviously cook your food, hydrated food, and then you might have a bit left. And so, you know, we were cutting these bottles open and putting the socks in one side, and, you know, and trying to just wash out all the salt out of everything, because it was just, you know, it was particularly towards the end of the week, everything was pretty disgusting. Like,
oh god. See, when you mention that, I can imagine it's like, you know, like crackling clothes, you know, when they get so sweaty and salty that, you know, anyone that's run a longer distance or done something for, you know, a long period of time, and they've sat in their sweaty clothes for a bit, you know, it's just rank.
Yeah.
You
know? It's horrible. It's just, I mean, I think the first few days you kind of, you know, you game for it, you know, so you kind of, you just kind of get on with it. But then I think the closer you get to the end, the more you realize you're sort of going back to civilization, in inverted commas. And, you know, I think then it starts to bother you, you know. It was, but it wasn't just that. It was like, you know, everyone was suffering with their feet. I mean, if you go onto Google and just type in Marathon des Sables, you know, feet. I wouldn't advise it if, you know, you've just eaten, let's put that, because it's gross.
Nice.
It's terrible. I mean, some of the sights I saw, and some of the, you know, luckily I was really lucky with my feet, but there's people in the tent who, you know, had all their toes taped up, and you know, it kind of really rubbed away the bottoms of their feet and stuff.
Oh,
and,
God.
So as
really
a consequence,
highlighting running here.
it's really selling it, isn't it? But you know, so some mornings it would look like, you know, the opening scene of Save It Private Ryan is, but you know, tape everywhere. And I remember I've got this like loads of video from the MDS, and there's a bit where one of the lads picks up his headphones, and there's a gammy bit of tape stuck to one of the earbuds, and he's like, yeah, this is just living our best life, you know.
The thing is that everyone's living their best life in that environment, isn't
yeah,
it? You know,
yeah,
they're all
yeah,
in it together.
Definitely.
It's definitely. Like I think probably having you know, smelly feet or disgruntled feet or caked in sweat clothes. For me, there's another one there. For me, it's when I used to do the sort of adventure races, you would have to put back on wet clothes, you know, or shoes. Or,
yeah.
And you know that feeling
that
where you've been
worst.
Out for a run and you've got wet shoes and wet, and then
they've
not dried enough and you put them on and you it's like putting on, it's like putting on a wet wetsuit. That's what it's like.
It's probably, I could imagine, you know, when you're doing that, you're probably in the middle of winter and it's cold anyway, you know, and then putting that on. I mean, I know you probably adjust to it, but, you know, if you're in the middle of a 2-day race or whatever, or, you know, and you've got to do that. I mean, that takes mental strength, that, I tell you, fair play.
Well, you know, I remember one of the races I did, they only give you a map of the area on race days, so they don't tell you where you're going or what you're doing. All you are is just in the middle of mountains. So they give you this map at the start of the day, and it was absolutely bucking it down. And I remember they got everyone together in their teams. They got everyone together as a big group, and they said, "We're going to go for a little warm up first." And basically, he just chucked us all in the river. We all had to go into the river, so we were in the river. Absolutely drenched within the first 3 minutes of this race.
Brilliant.
And this race was going to last 9 hours.
Oh my Lord.
So we were already soaked, and it just stayed like that for the rest of the day. So I don't know whether it's stupidity or mental toughness. I'm not entirely sure, but I do remember some points that I enjoyed it.
But I think there's... Go on.
I was going to say that, you know, that's the kind of same for any time you put on your running shoes, isn't it? You know, there are times, especially this time of year, where the last thing on your mind is to get out of your bed or to get off the couch or to, you know, put the cup of tea down and go, you know what, I'm going to make myself work a little bit here. So it's for me, it's all the same. It's all the same mentality of just being able to put your kit on and get
on with it. I think you just look for the payoffs, don't you, whatever that is. And you know, I think back then I'd probably, you know, I'd go out and I'd be loving the suffering and stuff, and whereas now it's a bit more sedate, you know. I'd sort of like to go out and take my dog out and enjoy the scenery, and you know, and that's the, you know, and obviously the associated sort of well-being from that now as well. Obviously, again, in a pandemic lockdown sort of scenario, it's a great way to, you know, just let off a bit of steam, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, last time we were talking there about how, you know, the different types of running, and whether we're running, you know, for it to be more like you're more running now, to be more sociable, possibly. As when I'm still, you know, I much prefer my own company, and that's just the way it is, you know. Different people, different head states, different things, you know. I spend most of my day talking to people. I probably want to just not talk to anyone when I'm out running. So it's, you know, it carries a sense of pleasure and wellness, so long as you can identify what that is, you know. And sometimes you don't know what that is until you go out, until you join clubs, until you go along with someone, until you run, you know, longer than it is for you to get up off the couch to go to the kitchen, you know.
And
I think, you know, there's some of the people we're going to talk to over the next, in these next podcasts, will really have, you know, it'd be fantastic to talk to them about their experiences, you know, about
definitely
both of, you know, the big adventures, but also of the smaller adventures, and what makes them probably initially do what they need to do, but then continue it, you know, and what do they notice when they're out, what's going on for them.
Yeah, I think, you know, you sort of said there you're a bit of a lone wolf, which I sort of said before. But I think, you know, Steve Hayes, who's going to be our first guy on, or our first person that we're going to interview, he's a bit of a lone wolf, having done a few, you know, and he's got a few wolf-related stories as well, hasn't he, I think?
He most definitely has. But he's also a man with a tight suit, and he's been in the newest incarnation of Show and Jersey to be what it is in the Housewives.
Proper A-list Steve Hayes. So yeah, obviously to launch the podcast series, we had to get him on. You know, start as you mean to go on, set your stall out and get the big guns out, you know, in episode one, really, I think.
Well, look, he certainly did get the big guns out with that suit on when he was set to turn that drink, didn't he? He wasn't that far away.
So it's gonna be good. And then, you know, got you know, a few other people, you know, people who are sort of taking their first steps on their first ultras, people who've made the journey from parkrun through to longer races, talking to people from parkrun in Jersey, talking to people like Harry McAlinden, you know, who I think is probably a bit of an icon of all of us. You know, he's
he'll be sweating with that. He both hates being the centre of attention, but at the same time loves it. Also, he's Scottish, you know, and being the brethren, you know, we've got something to hold on to. We don't shout about our achievements, but that, you know, that man is of an age. You know, he won't you know, be quite happy to talk about that, and that's the joy of running, isn't it? Is that the people we're going to speak to are all ages, you know, all shapes and sizes, and
all demographics, and all sort of, you know, all sort of different challenge levels as well. As far as, you know, some people run ultras, some people run 5Ks, you know, but it's all sort of interspersed, and you know, it's all part of the Jersey running scene as it was, you know. So,
it'd be interesting to because, you know, we're gonna, this is the real trail runners at Jersey, you know, and I know we spoke last time about different types of running as well, you know, road running and, you know, and getting off road. And I know you've done a couple of road runs, haven't you? You've done the London Marathon, and, you know, and they all present that whole different approach, don't they? You know, you know, road running's more consistent with your footing, your pacing. You can, you know, you might be able to run a little bit quicker or slower, or, you know, whatever it is, but it's, you know, what's going to be interesting is people's experience as to, you know, why they choose to trail run, or why they choose to run on roads, etc. You know, it's all going to be really, really, really interesting stuff.
And also, I think there's a lot of there's a lot of knowledge in there. You know, I mean, if you probably combined all the years of running that we, you know, of all the people that we're going to talk to, there's probably, you know, there's a considerable amount of years of running there. So there's, you know, there's going to be some really good sort of information about how people approach, you know, different races, and, you know, kit choices, and, you know, race day tips, and must have kit items, you know, all these sorts of things, which, you know, I think even if you've been running for a while, it's always good to hear what other people do, because I think we're all sort of works in progress as far as, you know, sometimes, you know, nutrition or all these sorts of things. So it's always good to get other people's sort of opinions and what they do, because I think we can all sort of learn from each other, really, on that front.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's all about your, and that's the beauty of running, and you know, you got a pair of trainers, shorts, t-shirt, whatever it is, a vest, you know, and off you go. You know, it's sometimes simple. As simple as that. But you know, the kit is something. It's like a fashion sometimes, but then at the same time, it feels nice to be in something that's nice. You know, and you know, especially when it comes to trail running, and obviously trail shoes have a different makeup than road shoes, and you know. We'll have conversations with people about all sorts of details about that, you know, and all sorts of details about why they choose a particular shoe, and, you know, what it is that they enjoy running in. I know Steve loves to get his baps out when he's running. I'm one of those as well. I'm quite in the summer. I'll run with my top off, and you know, and I love it. I've not got a good,
like,
body.
Baywatch.
Well, kind of like a wobbly Baywatch.
Mitch Buchanan.
Oh, it's in my head. I've got that, you know, soundtrack. But really, when I catch myself, and usually I've got my van parked, and I'll sometimes run past my van, and I'll catch myself, and I'll go, Jesus, but for me, I like the feel of it. I like, you know. I remember reading a book, Born to Run. You must have read that as well.
Where
they talk about, you know, running and timing your running, and in that book they spoke about, you should be able to know how fast you're running based on the wind against your skin. This was, you know, before you had Garmins and, you know, all that stuff. And I buy into that. You know, I love that natural sort of essence of running.
It's definitely the, I think that, you know, that's the sort of bedrock of it, isn't it? I think, and, you know, I think if you can come back to that as your sort of essential reason for running, then you're not really going to go far wrong, are you? You know,
no.
As far as
longevity
in doing it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know? I think, you know, it'd be really fascinating to talk to all these people. I know we've spoke before about, you know, what our sort of future ambitions are, I suppose, together, Paul, haven't we? You know, just thinking about, you know, obviously with lockdown, it's a little bit of a challenge just now, as you mentioned earlier, to get the community together.
Massively.
But we definitely want to, you know, create an opportunity to bring that community together, and also, enhance.
Yeah, and I think, like, I'd like to sort of have a segment where, you know, if people do listen to this podcast, which I really do hope they do,
of course they will,
you know, that people will send in their stories as well, so we can maybe, you know, read out some of people's stories as well. So, you know, particularly ones where, you know, it's those "what the hell am I doing here" moments from races, which, you know, we've all ended up in, which I think is, you know, I'd really like to sort of encourage that, and I think. You know, and just those funny sort of situations that people end up in, or not so funny situations, but funny in retrospect, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, there's a lot, and I'm sure as we go along, we'll sort of add more bits in and stuff. And I know you're quite keen to do, you know, little segments on sort of the mental side of running, and I guess that'll ebb and flow with whatever the subject is of the particular podcast we're doing, you know, and whoever it is that we're talking to. So
I think that's exactly how it'll go, you know. It's just an opportunity to, like you say, talk and discuss what we all enjoy, you know. And I think that will be the case, you know. All the elements that make up everybody's experience of running will be really fascinating to hear, you know. And some of the times, you know, those moments of "what am I doing here," or some of the times I've not actually pre-programmed my run yet to take into account any toilets. All those scenarios, you know, where we are a bit lost. You know, there's not the same toilets on the North Coast, you know. So there's many a sort of DEFCON 5 moments, you know, where
Russian, you know, poulette.
Yeah, Russian poulette.
played that a few times.
That's fantastic. I know, it's great, isn't it? It's a fantastic game. But the thing is you're playing it with yourself. You're not playing it with anyone else.
The
Fontaine Tavern, you know.
Do I go here or do I carry on?
Stick or bust. Or shit or bust.
I know. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of those types of stories, because that seems to be the most popular theme. You know, and you go on any ultra running forum and it quickly, you know, boils down into that sort of thing. But it's going to be good, I think. So I think the aim is, you know, we're going to try and get one of these out per week, I think, you know. Probably do 10 to 12 to start with, see how we go. And like I said, you know, there's going to be people in there, like, who are going to be doing sort of like their first ultra and things, you know, and so maybe we can catch up with them later on, you know. So there's all those sorts of things. So it's going to be really good.
I think this will serve as a great platform, Paul, wouldn't it? You know, to move into, and I don't know, you know, this is how I feel, is that something like this is such an open forum for, you know, moving into areas of suggestion from other people as well, you know, and whether they're sending in stories or whether it comes up during our conversation, you know, there are segues we can move into, both.
Definitely, yeah. You know. Okay. Well, that's great. So basically, This is the Real Trail Runners of Jersey. We're going to be doing it on a weekly basis. Myself and Lee, we're going to have regular guests on. And we look forward to sharing the first episode with you soon. So make sure to subscribe to this podcast. We're going to be on Spotify. And we will be speaking very soon.
Fantastic.
Nice one. Cheers. So that was the preview episode of the Real Trail Runners of Jersey. To get in contact with us, if you'd like to submit a story or some suggestions or some feedback, please email paul@trailmonkeyjersey.com. You can reach us through our social site as well, which is Trail Monkey Jersey Facebook page, or look up Trail Monkey Jersey on Instagram. Stand by for episode 1 in about 3-4 days.